Hey everybody, it's Darren from A Week Late, aka Analysis 489. Just wanted to give you a heads up that there is a free tune at the end of this episode of A Week Late. It is called All Gets Better, featuring Austin Light, and it's a remix by one of our DJs from Orlando, Florida. His name is Cleon Time. Check it out on Facebook, and he has a SoundCloud page as well. It's K-L-E-O-N, and then the word time. He is gracious enough to let us keep posting free music, both for our site and an upcoming event that will be DJ Aaron Bond and Cleon Time at Bullet Bar in Orlando. Check FenEntertainment.com for details. Thanks for listening, and share with your friends. We're getting some good feedback and more friends as the days go by. We are Fen Entertainment on Facebook. Hope you enjoy the episode and the free tune at the end. Take care. Thanks for listening.
And we're back to the world-renowned, A Week Late podcast, ladies and gentlemen of America and Spain.
Españoles.
Other parts of the world.
Well, they don't matter. So, we have, today we're here, I'm with Mr.
Analysis 489.
489 double deuces. And once again, I am Jason Cryptic. We're here on the scene at the Royal Movie Theater. Episode number 13. We are here tonight to see Immortals.
We are indeed.
One I've been excited about for a long time.
Yes. We saw the trailer like way back in the day where we both looked at each other like, we're going to go see that.
Dude, I'm pretty sure we both got a semi.
Yeah,
I think that's the
Conan episode where we first saw the Immortals.
Yes.
Trailer. Where we're like, we're going.
Boss.
We're going.
Boss status.
So we're gonna kind of keep it a little short because we want to make sure we see the previews for this. There's always kick-ass previews and kick-ass movies like this.
Because I'm waiting for 301 to come out. One more Spartan.
Speaking of which, this is from the director of 300, but I think he's producing it this time?
Yes, I believe so.
Frank Miller, I believe, has something to do with this.
Mm-hmm. He's known for his CG violence.
Yes.
versus typical like
special
makeup
effects,
and
yeah,
stuff
like
that.
Practical effects.
Right.
He loves the blood spatter in 300. He loves the sort of stylized,
the slow motion.
Yeah, like,
type of killing.
What else did he do? He did Punisher, he did,
Did he do Sin City as well?
He did Sin City as
yeah.
well. I want to say he also did, this other one that barely anybody watched.
Didn't he have a night in Paris Hilton?
That was done with his, night cam. So, Mickey Rourke stars in this movie. And, you know, to be honest with you, I
don't know who any of them are.
I know who the other people are, but they're all in these HBO, Cinemax,
yeah.
Greek mythology. I can't pick one from the other. They all look the same to me. I know that's a little racist because
they're all in shape and they all have
like freaking rock hard abs.
Well, so do we.
Sure. Good thing it's an audio podcast.
You're right.
We've
been rebutton my shirt as it just popped open.
So
actually, I'm not really fat anymore, so I really can't make that joke.
But I am. So my buttons are popping off right now. And let's just go right into it. Expectations of what you believe this movie to be.
I'll let you go first on that.
Okay. Flip the script. I didn't have an answer prepared. I'm gonna say I have high expectations for this movie. I did not watch 300 when it first came out in the theaters. It took me a really long time to watch 300. I had to track down, you know, the right TV and the right surroundings and the right...
Both stolen, by the way?
And all that. Yeah, all of it was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay. See, this is where we keep with the cultural diversity. Because,
yes.
See, now, saying that, you just gained some of your listeners back.
Well, the people that we stole it from were also Hispanic. So...
Oh,
there's that.
Okay.
No, I have high expectations going into this movie. I expect nothing less from Frank Miller. I haven't really seen crappy movies that he's done. Or read a bad book that he's written for the nerds.
He's a phenomenal guy.
Out
I mean,
there.
He's all the bad reviews like that I've seen, because you know, I did a little bit of reviewage hopping for various places.
Right.
And all the reviews I've seen, they like give it an F. Because like it's like real. It's yeah, but see the spectrum is this: you have either like 50 A's and then like 20 F's. Because the 50 A's, they know they like these kind of movies.
Right.
They like 300 style movies, and the people who give it F's are like, well, there's plot holes. And blah, 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 blah. It's a fucking action movie.
Yeah, this movie, first of all, go into the plot movie, because we didn't even go into that. The plot of the movie, I believe, is, and my Greek mythology is probably way off here.
Isn't it Patrick? No.
I
thought it was Patrick.
It's pretty much the time, point in time in the mythology where the gods are fighting the humans. And
is that what it is, though?
I think so. And the group of humans back in the day...
But nobody's truly... I don't think anybody's immortal.
Well, that was just, like, their gang name. You know what I mean? They weren't, like, They weren't really able to live forever. But I believe that the immortals were a mixture of human and god. So they were sort of, like, the facilitators between... I'm not sure. Maybe I'm completely off.
Kind of like... what's his name?
But because I don't know about the mythology...
Achilles?
Yeah.
How he was blessed by the gods. They thought he was immortal. But he had a weakness.
Yeah, yeah.
Et cetera,
shit like that.
Yeah.
He was human, but he was
bred from the
god.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
So stuff like that, where these are upper echelon, cream of the crop, Greek, Roman badasses. You know.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, like I said, high expectations going into this movie. There are a bunch of names in this movie from the up and comers, like I said, from those HBO Greek mythology shows and stuff like that. But I don't know any of them besides Mickey Rourke. And to be honest with you, before Mickey Rourke did his comeback, I thought he was a joke as an actor, but he proved to be freaking phenomenal in everything he's done since his comeback.
Well, some actors can actually do that.
And so, yeah, I don't know. It was there the whole time, and it just took a couple years for the rest of us to catch up with him. I don't know what that is.
It all depends on like, what kind of role they put these people in, too.
Because I still haven't seen The Wrestler, and I heard that.
Yeah, I was not either yet, yeah.
So, your turn.
Oh, expectations obviously high.
Yeah.
I've been counting on the days for this movie for a long time.
Now, we are not watching this in 3D.
No.
Which, this was the first movie that you actually did want to go see in 3D. Because
I did.
We mentioned in... What was the first movie we went to watch in 3D? Anyway, it was like Green Lantern or something like that. Did we watch Green Lantern together? We did.
No. I seen that in the Tampa IMAX theater.
We did a whole thing. We did a whole bit on 3D. And if you want to listen to the debate on that, just go back and listen to it. I can't even remember. Oh, it was Conan, I believe.
I think it was
the
Conan.
The Conan episode where we had the back and forth 3D talk. But I think it's going to be advantageous because every time I want to give 3D a second chance, it bites me in the ass, and I don't want it to happen to this movie.
Right.
So I'm going to go see this movie in regular 2D with you, and then, you know, obviously review it in the second part, and then go watch it in 3D, probably with my brother and my dad, because they're really big into these kind of movies as well. And then maybe give a review later on about how the differences were.
The 3D aspect of it.
But I didn't want to interrupt you. Continue with your thought on your expectation. Or did I?
High expectations.
Or were you finished?
You know, I want to say that I thought a perfect guy for this role. You know, I feel bad. As you know, I'm a big fan of Spartacus. Andy Whitfield, the main character of that show, passed away from cancer before he could do the second season.
Oh, okay.
Now, I was really hoping, well, I can't really say, well, it sucks he died or whatever, like he's a weak-ass individual, but
right.
He would have been a perfect guy for this role.
I think they've tried to...
He would have been a perfect guy for these style of movies for years to come. Because his acting in Spartacus was top-notch, phenomenal. Even after going through chemo, like, you couldn't even tell. He was a phenomenal actor.
That happened with the actor...
He stepped into the role and nailed it.
That happened with the actor from Dexter, except, you know, so far he's...
But it sucks to see people like that who are destined for greatness. He finally got his big break with Spartacus.
Right.
And this movie could have been his next massive role.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's not... Yeah, it's unfair, but you can't do anything about it. I mean, he died from cancer, so you can't...
Right.
I mean...
So clearly he wouldn't have been immortal. He would have been a terrible choice for the film, but...
You can't cast a dead person.
Bless his heart.
As
the people in the South say.
So, there's that. We're going to play some music. We're going to buy some tickets. We're going to buy some warm nuts. And
let me some nuts.
We'll be back to talk about...
And we may have a guest next week, too, for our show.
All right.
That could be a possibility. I know this week the current guest was honestly didn't want to see the movie. She'd see the person thought it was something else. And
once they found out what it was for, they bailed.
Which is fine.
Awesome.
next week we're going to have maybe somebody else to come in here. And
we're going to be picking up the idea of doing more guests in the future, in other words.
Mostly just in the back giggling.
So with that, we'll be back after your music and intermission. We're going to go catch Immortals, and we'll be back for part 2.
Rock out with your cock out. So right. Let's go ahead and
ruin the first portion.
Can I rub one out before we go in there?
Or no.
Oh, we're still recording.
I have to get that. No.
You have to get it out?
All right.
I'll stop touching myself.
Stop talking.
I'll stop touching myself. Oh, God. Here we go. And we're back for the second half of the What Were We Not Talking episode number 13.
A week late.
And I want to just point out, first and foremost, that we had to walk by a bunch of Twilight fags on the way to see a real movie.
Yeah.
And
so
that wasn't very good.
On the way out of watching Immortals, we got to take a picture of a bunch of tweens waiting for...
One of which looked like they actually ate Jacob and the...
There were a bunch of
what's his name?
There were a bunch of overweight tweens waiting for the midnight premiere of the first...
Twihard with a Vengeance.
Of the Twihard with a Vengeance. So that's going to be posted within the next couple days.
Yeah, fuck them.
Speaking of which, we've just recently added the written blog of A Week Late. The first one posted yesterday, last night, as a matter of fact.
That's pretty catchy. Blog-a-nation.
Blog-a-nation.
Write that down.
We'll have to write it down
because
it's recorded,
isn't it? Yeah, that's right.
So we have an extra contributor who wants to remain nameless, and it was a great post about American Horror Story.
It was a good post.
Go check it out. A week
I loved it.
You loved it. AweekLate.com. We're going to do a lot more content. As a matter of fact, we just shot... Actually, Cryptic just shot a little video extra snippet that we're going to
post. Oh, absolutely.
Everything's going to be on the Week Late stream at FenEntertainment.com. You can go to 489Entertainment.com or... FENEntertainment.com and click on a Week Late button at the top in the navigation, or just go to weeklate.com and check out the stream.
That's very, 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 very distracting.
Apparently, we have a couple going at it in the mobile recording studio across from us in the parking lot. And it's very distracting, but I'm pretty sure they're turned on by the epicness that was Immortals.
Absolutely.
You want to get right into it?
You
want to
get hard out with theatrically?
You want to... theatrically. Demetricles.
The black fucking hood edition.
He was the...
The Compton is fucking dominatricles.
No, Demetricles is a reference to the... Dimitri Martin sketch that he had in his show. It was pretty funny. He was like a Greek philosopher. His name was Demetricles. It's great. So anyway, we both went into this with high expectations. Exactly. Since I went first in the first part.
Ooh, call me out like that. Fuck the spoilers on this one, dude. This is fucking just dive right in. It's balls.
No,
balls deep.
No, we should.
All right,
should
all right.
To the format.
Okay.
For the listen, we have to have some sort of continuity, some sort of.
/C format that drive.
What you said.
What?
And now they're kicking the door open.
Too bad he has a small meter probably. So, what we have here is he big?
He's either killing her, and we should stop this and call the cops.
That's if I cared.
We might actually be witnessing our own supernatural event. Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
Team Jacob.
Two dudes?
Jacob and Team Edward are having supernatural intercourse in the MRS Jeep.
Better be a fucking vamp dog to out of that bitch in a minute.
During the Twilight premiere.
I'm not sure what he's doing. I can't believe
how many people there are in this town that will wait in line for a movie like that.
This is Brooksville. Who the fuck
is that? Don't desecrate it. It's Spring Hill, first of all.
Like maybe Tampa, I would see some shit like this.
This isn't Brooksville. But anyway. So let's get our ratings out of the way. Count it down and get into the spoilers, because
I'm gonna give this movie right here that we just seen tonight a solid rock hard erection boner fied 11D.
Wow. Okay.
This is my kind of flick.
I suspected you would say that.
This is my kind of flick. I give it what I fucking deserve.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. However,
do you see my hair? I will stab you.
There were many reasons why this movie should have gotten an 11D from me, but the reasons why it didn't, I want to give this movie a...
We're going to take a brief intermission.
For the first time ever, we're going to be taking a break.
We're going to come back, and his score is going to change miraculously.
I give this movie...
Holding my breath. My butt's puckering.
I'm going to give this movie a 10-point...
I swear to God.
I'm going
to
give this movie 10.11D.
What does that mean?
I'm going to give it a 9. No.
That makes it a fucking 11.1.
It gives it... No. All right. I tried to be clever and make up a decimal point that would...
It was fucking improper.
As close to an 11D as you can get without being an 11D.
10.99?
I don't even know if it gets that. It's a 10.75 for me.
So 10.750.
Yeah.
So with the zero repeating, of course.
10.75 11D.
Oh, okay.
That's what I meant.
Which rounded up is a 11D. So moving forward...
No, it really isn't.
Moving...
Because it's the average of both of ours, and if I give it less than that, it won't quite be...
Yeah, it'll be right at 11D.
A little... obviously because of the situation in which we rated, we are getting into spoilers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Done.
Ta-da.
Stop listening. Go watch the movie. First of all, I think this is the first movie ever... that will require a revisitation after we both go watch it in 3D.
I want to see this again.
We're going to do a second episode. I'm saying this right now. First time ever, on a week late, we will go watch this. We don't have to do it necessarily together. Let's go watch it either together or separately in 3D, and then come back and commiserate on what our new...
That's an intriguing word.
Thank you. On what our new... The reason I came so close is because maybe the 3D will get me the 11D that I want.
I'll probably get even harder than the 3D one that I was on this film.
I
get hard a few times.
So now that they've stopped listening, you go. You go first.
Fucking launch right into it?
Fuck spoilers. We're going to
watch
it a second time.
This movie
just
right
go.
Here.
Just go into it.
Been waiting for it a long time.
We have actually been waiting for this for a long time.
Now, you can clearly see the influence of Frank Miller in this film. 300-style killing,
you know,
all over the place. Fucking doubled it, though.
We never actually saw his name in the credits. We waited at the end.
Come on, we know.
I think it's just from the producers of 300.
We know.
A lot of people may have taken it as Frank Miller. He may have had something to do with this, but it was definitely in the style of such. So
I want to point out one more thing. He came already. He has about 2 minutes. So
they're definitely fooling around, and they're looking at us right now and laughing.
Well, we are kind of adorable, so that's part of it.
We have our first external.
We have an audience. We have an audience who is unaware that they are in fact an audience.
As a part of the show, as well.
Right. As
so
part
kudos,
of the show.
Kudos to the lichen / vampire couple. In the Jeep across from us.
Oh, she's on top
point.
Now. So, what I was saying about the movie is...
Real life should be 3D. What's that?
Yeah, I don't know. What's that? So, the fuck was I saying? Something about immortals?
You just started getting into it, so...
Right. The film, phenomenal film. One thing that I want to say is that me and the main character have the same hairstyle, which I can fucking appreciate. He has extremely good taste.
He's a little greasier than yours. He's a little dirtier.
Done.
Not messed up. I said greasy. Like, you're a clean person.
Well, I showered.
Right.
This week.
Clearly, people in BC had no showers.
But they have perfect teeth, which is phenomenal.
That has to happen in everything. That has to happen in everything. It's
well, he
weird.
Was touched by the gods. Some say on the penis. Because I do want to touch on that. I want to jump right into that point.
No, go for it.
Every fucking Greek movie where they have sex, the dude's on top for 1 second and kisses her, all of a sudden penis in. Either they have exceptional aim, or, like you said, there's magic under the covers.
I'm thinking what happens is they have to expose the dialogue, right? Which is the verbal foreplay that happens in the movie. Meanwhile, under the covers, while he's speaking there, he's getting the he's getting the runway ready for landing. He's slipping the slider, if you will. He's
slipping the tube, the shaft.
He's
the analytic
getting run. He's getting it ready for said penetration, which is when they get right in the face. This movie had to be PG-13. No. Hard R, maybe, for all the blood.
What's the PG-13?
There wasn't a lot of blood during the beginning of the movie. It almost lost me at the very beginning of the movie with the lame actor that was playing the monk. Like, he was a good actor, but he delivered his lines way too fast. It was like...
The monk.
Remember the guy that they lit on fire at the very beginning?
Oh, yeah.
His lines were
way
too fast.
He wasn't bad, though. He wasn't bad.
His lines were way too fast.
He died. Fuck him.
They wanted to kill him, and they wanted to kill him fast, and I think he didn't get enough screen time. They're just like, say your line and you die, so you're gone.
Yeah. At least they fucking noticed.
Mickey Rourke was fucking amazing in this movie.
He was good.
Epic... He was this dirty... Oh, yeah. He can play... In Iron Man 2, he was a dirty, greasy asshole. Like, you just wanted to fucking hate his greasy, dirty ass. And in this one, he was that...
Amplified.
Like, just a horrible...
His voice, like, getting nervous.
He ate his own apples out of his own spit bucket and shit. Like, it was just nasty. Like,
he fucking knows what
he
is, son.
He played this character like, oh, man, it was him.
He fucking nailed that shit.
Nailed it. Like.
But in turn, he got nailed at the end.
It was, yeah, man, like.
A dagger in the Adam's apple, nonetheless.
So good.
Apple came back and bit him in the throat.
Ah.
Hmm?
Very good. A bit of a play on words. Super spoilers. If you were just waiting, if you haven't seen this movie and you had the balls to keep listening, you're in for a treat, but you already know the end, so just keep listening.
Yeah, like, you know what's up.
This
it came out last week.
This movie, hence the name, a week late.
Yeah, I know.
By the time this comes out, it'll be 2 weeks late. I'm sorry.
What's that?
I
don't think it will.
The female in this movie, Frida Pinto, I made a Slumdog Millionaire joke. She pops up fucking everywhere. She's been in a few of...
Is she getting hotter?
She is getting hotter. I'm telling you, it's the same girl that was in Planet of the Apes. Same girl.
Hmm.
Slumdog Millionaire chick. She's popping up everywhere. If I'm wrong, email me. fans.aweeklane@gmail.com.
But we're never wrong. So
I'll probably figure out that I'm wrong before then, because I can just Google it after we're done recording. She's gorgeous. Like, she played... By the way... I want to say one of the reasons I didn't give this movie an 11D was the costume design. Some of it was just ridiculous, over the top.
Yeah, like some of the priests.
Some of the priests.
Yeah, but see, the main character even...
The main character
even made a comment about how stupid the fucking priest hats are. So
yeah,
did you also notice,
let's get into, like, the gods. The gods were dressed ridiculously. I didn't buy their... Why would they wear that?
I like their armor, though.
Their armor was epic.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about the armor. I'm talking about the gay shit that they wear. On Mount Olympus, it's like fucking, like, flower hats and, like,
pointy...
I was like, what the fuck? On top of that, Mickey Rourke's claw helmet face gold... What the fuck was that?
it was pretty cool.
What the fuck? No, it wasn't.
It was a crab with fucking Jason.
It was a crab claw and a gold mask and teeth. I thought it was stupid. The headdresses, the costume design was hit and miss. When it was miss, it took me completely out of the movie. That's the only reason this didn't get an 11D. If this movie gets an 11D the second time around, there will be a second episode. I'm going to stress that. Because after I watch this in 3D, I want to
talk about it again. Like, wow, that fucking helmet looks so good in 3D. I take back my previous statement.
No, I will never retract my statement about the stupid headdresses. The
fucking helmet was fucking amazing.
The fucking... It was a crab claw.
Yeah.
Why did he have a crab claw?
Fuck yeah.
In BC...
Who does that in public? That dude's a badass.
Yes, I agree with you. However, crustaceans weren't discovered in BC time.
He fucked the crustacean and took the claw.
I don't understand that.
While eating an apple, which he spit on.
Maybe it was
a giant creature
that he killed that he wears the claw on his head. They need to go into that because I thought it was
Maybe it was like one of, like, Poseidon's pet.
Ridiculous.
Poseidon pet right there on the head.
And another reason why I didn't give it an 11D was because of that. What you just said was that Zeus blatantly threatened them with death if they were to interfere. The first person to interfere was Poseidon, yet he wasn't the first one killed.
Because he wasn't discovered.
How can that not be discovered? He created a tidal wave that helped.
He kind of indirectly helped them because he just made a wave. The other guy actively killed them, like, with his weapon.
No, it doesn't matter, man. He killed those soldiers with a wave.
He also did not kill his daughter either.
He killed those soldiers with a wave. If anybody should have been killed, it should have been fucking,
Poseidon?
Yes.
He was killed.
With his... He wasn't killed.
He was killed by the things.
Yeah, he wasn't killed by Zeus. That was the punishment.
No.
Zeus said, if you interfere...
Who the fuck did he kill, though? We know that it was Poseidon's son.
It wasn't Poseidon's son.
It was Poseidon's son, because it said a son... He said, in war, a father buries his son, but in life, a son buries his father. And then it shows Poseidon up there, and he puts shit on there.
Father.
So it is Poseidon's son. I just don't know who the fuck he is. That's fucked up.
No, well, it may have been the equivalent of
because of the
Greek
hammer.
Mythology,
which he did throw the hammer
to Thor
at the end.
So I don't know what the Norse, what the Greek equivalent of
the Nordic mythology
is. But I think you do have a valid point. You were mentioning in the first part how you hate it when people don't give perfect tens to a movie because of plot points. I'm that guy. There was a huge plot point in this movie where Zeus, who is, by the way, none of the gods are portrayed as they are in any video game, current video game, past movie. They are portrayed. Yes, it does. I'm not knocking it. They are portrayed in a way that they've never been portrayed before. They're young, youthful, virile, fucking ab-yoked, beautiful goddesses. Like, hard, like, these are the gods
that
we
think
wanna,
when you think
yeah,
of immortal. Like,
that's what they
you.
Should, and then their
that's
immortal,
the
their
lightning.
Immortal human forms are just as gorgeous. So these gods aren't stupid, and like, their god bodies, their deity entities, if I can call them that.
Deity entities.
Their deities are
double D's.
are completely like, if you're a god, that's what you should look like. And then when you're a human, that's also what you should look like. I'm a god. Win-win. Great. I love that. What I don't love is the plot hole with the fucking stupid hats while they're gods, the headdresses, their poses. They
would notice how Zeus wasn't wearing a stupid hat up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's
great.
Like,
well, Zeus's
watch,
character.
They watch Fuck Me Through a Bunch
of Zeus's character is great. There's some comedic relief, which is your boy from Blade that you mentioned.
Yeah, dude.
Stephen
Frost.
Was it Stephen Dorff?
I just called
him
Frost.
His name? The vampire from Blade, from Blade Trinity.
Badass dude.
Oh, great.
Badass dude.
He was the comic relief in this movie.
He was kind of like a rogue too.
It
like
was
from
great.
Like video games.
I loved his character. I wish we would see him a little bit more in movies these days. I love his.
And he's like got to be pushing forward, like late 40s.
He looks amazing.
Yeah,
like, he's yoked and he's got the fucking.
He's
fucking
almost 40 in Blade, so I mean he's up there in age.
Really? You think
yeah.
So? Wow.
He's fucking up there in age, man.
These Hollywood people have secrets, like, unknown, to
like
keep them
fucking
young.
Brad Pitt, almost 50 and shit.
Wow.
Fucking...
But that's what I'm saying. Like, Zeus blatantly called out in the movie, whoever shall interfere with the human
punishable by
God,
death.
Punishable by death. He killed the wrong son. Poseidon was the first one to interfere, and he was not killed by Zeus. It was someone else who we're not even sure who it was. He had, like, the spiky...
I think the two up there distracted, like, may have distracted Zeus because
they said
that they will cover
they
for you.
But they everything. That's the plot,
but they
the plot
don't.
Point.
But they don't.
I don't know.
They're not really gods. They're just immortals.
They're kind of... Well, I was kind of right in the first portion when I said that the immortals are the facilitators between the two because, in fact, what we see at the very beginning, I think the guy that plays, I think that was Ian McClellan.
Yeah.
The immortal old man of Zeus.
Mm-hmm.
Who, by the way, is the god that touches Theseus looking for the bow and that whole... By the way, this movie's open to sequels. Like, there's going to be more weapons that people have to fight over. There's no pure of heart thing in this. Like, you don't have to be pure of heart to fire the bow.
Right.
Anybody that holds it has the badass power of the bow. I love that.
It's not even
this.
The bow.
Like,
I mean, it's not even the person wielding it. It's just the bow.
The bow is
by
magical.
Itself.
Yeah, the bow is a deity.
Does it, like,
bow.
Increase in power by who holds it?
Yeah,
I mean,
it doesn't change.
It's a bow.
It's a bow, and whoever holds the fucking bow.
With unlimited ammo.
Amazing effects in this movie.
Absolutely.
I can't.
The water?
I'm not knocking this movie at all by not giving it an 11D. I have my reasons, but for every other reason, the special effects, except for one, when Mickey Rourke's soldiers were running on the beach towards the hole that he punched a hole in, why didn't he just keep shooting the bow?
Yeah, I know.
Why didn't he just keep doing that?
I was fucking thinking the same thing.
So, to my standards, this can't be an 11D because there's plot holes in it. And I can't do that to this movie. I can't.
Well,
it's,
even
it's
like
gorgeous.
Even
the movie
like
is
even
fucking
like when I made the comment, whenever Theseus was up on top of the cliff,
right.
Looking down at the camp, well,
he should have unleashed a weird
yeah, just
shit
fucking
ton of,
just fire
yeah.
the fuck out of the
Why
bow.
You had the fucking bow. Just use the shit.
He shot
it
once.
Yeah. I can't ignore the plot points. You have a weapon that's blessed by the gods and you use it once to punch a hole in an impenetrable dam and you don't just keep going? Why?
What do you fucking do with it? Like,
it's
drop it on
stupid.
The ground?
It's stupid.
And, you know, one thing that kind of got me, too, was, like, towards the end, I don't know if it bothered you as much as it bothered me.
Probably, because it bothered.
When he pulled out the bow to unleash the other immortal people.
Yes.
And
Titans.
And Theseus and
here's the separation.
Well, hold on. Theseus and the thief were running up behind them. He has plenty of time. Why not turn around, fire two arrows,
right.
He's out of the picture,
right.
Unleash the shit, get the fuck
right.
out.
So, the distinction between...
Instead of, like, blast everybody
right.
back and, like, all go deaf for
the
an hour.
The thing that makes a person immortal in Greek mythology is that they are touched by the gods. the whole downfall of this movie, the whole reason this movie starts is because the immortals figure out that they are not, in fact, immortal and can kill each other.
Right.
They are immortal for the sole purpose that humans can't kill them, but they can kill each other. So then they are, so it goes humans, immortals, the gods. And this is a fight between all of them. Okay, so
makes you question who the gods are.
That's why in any movie I think that has...
There's a clear separation. They are clearly in the realm of mortals. Like,
they
Adolympus is
to,
not separated. It's there.
It's above it, right.
It's just above it.
They have to... But at the same time, they have to take immortal form. As gods, they reduce themselves to immortals, which means that they can't be killed by humans, but they can be killed by other immortals. Which means that the Titans were able to kill the immortals because the Titans were in themselves a rejected version of immortal.
They were defeated previously by
the
gods.
Right. They were shunned into the bowels of mountains of Kelpenak.
And there really wasn't that... I don't even know this, but in the box, originally, there was like 12 in there. And then after they opened the box, there's like 9 million up in the air.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck did that come from?
And I don't want to convert you, but I think you're leaning more a little bit towards less than 110 because the plot points in this movie piss me off.
For the sheer badassery, I can't.
But yeah, you're right. I don't disagree with you for making this 110.
That fight scene, so fucking bad. The fight scene between the Titans and the fucking immortals.
The fight scenes, period, are fucking epic.
Oh my god.
They're so fucking good, man.
There was not a bad one.
Oh, they're not. You're right.
Every kill, dude.
Oh, so fucking.
I changed my number 4 times in the movie.
So good, man.
I don't know, man.
I'm telling you, we almost agreed on this 110, but for certain reasons, I can't bend. I'm a storyline guy. I'm a writer.
Keep it up.
I can't give it an 110, but it's so damn close.
I'm really thinking of storyline too, but this one I just have to.
You're right though.
I think my inner man.
You're right.
My inner man just fucking overcomes.
If my inner man had overcome my lighter side, I would have given this movie an 110. The battles were epic. The blood, the special effects was amazing. The beach scene is where I saw the flaw in the CG.
The beach scene.
I saw a low res, out of sync. Running leg. I shit you not.
No shit?
Yeah. I shit you not. I looked at the screen. I saw it. I'm like, there's no way. I just picked that out randomly.
I didn't see that shit.
When I see it again in 3D, I'm going to look for it. It was blatantly like Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man.
That was terrible.
When he, like, the bending back that you talk about, that's what I'm referencing because I know exactly what you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, shit.
The first time you see Peter Parker come out of the wrestling match, and he climbs up the wall.
That's terrible.
And you see for the first time a CG Peter Parker, and you're like, wow, I could have done a better job. I saw that same sort of CG-ness in one of the scenes where, that beat scene, where he blows a hole in the wall with a bow, and they're all filtering into this one fucking tunnel that has that epic battle where everybody dies. And fucking great. And,
hey, what the fuck happened with that battle, too? Like,
well, remember Zeus got to the point on top of the cage where the Titans were held, and he pulled the ankles from the people that were holding up, and the whole thing collapsed. So they were part of that tunnel was part of the whole thing collapsing.
Mm.
So if
he killed everybody.
If what happened was what we actually wanted to happen, when Mickey Rourke's character punched a hole in the dam with the bow, if he would have kept going, there would have been no reason for Zeus to pull down and collapse everything because Mickey Rourke's character would have done it for us.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. There are plot points that were forced to happen in this movie. They should have just... Oh, God, this movie was close to being perfect.
All he wanted was, like, dominion over the entire planet.
But Mickey Rourke's character...
His goal was to release the Titans, who in turn are going to take over the planet by themselves. How is that going to help him? Like, they're going to be like, thank you so much for releasing us.
Again,
I appreciate
a plot point that I don't agree with, but...
He's going to get killed
The thing was is that Mickey Rourke...
They didn't kill any immortals, though.
Mickey Rourke was Mickey Rourke's character was so badass that that's what his thing was. He wanted to have sex with as many females as he could. The dialogue that Mickey Rourke gave...
flawless.
why the reason why he wanted to conquer the planet made absolute sense, and I was almost on his side during that monologue. I was like, holy shit. He wanted to bang so many females that no matter how many generations down the road you looked into somebody's eyes, you could still see him. I thought that was fucking amazing. And then he was so willing to take that on that he wanted to go to the very end and die epically so that no matter, like, at the very end, the speech was, it's all about fame, who's going to last longer in people's mouths, like, who's going to talk about you the longest. And
immortality, that's what immortality was.
The fact that we are talking about this to this day proves that maybe Greek mythology isn't so far off from reality, because that movie made it look like maybe the gods aren't that far away. Maybe they are, you know, like the aliens we were talking about before.
Yeah.
They could all be walking among us, and it's just some huge conspiracy, and everything, like all religions and everything that we're battling over, and we have fucking holy wars and all this bullshit over, like, you know, oil and, like, turmoil.
It's all a big joke.
It's all a big joke, because at the end of the day, it's all different paths to the same mountaintop. We're all going to end up in the same shit, and we're all arguing on the way there when we should all just embrace each other and love each other. But without war, there wouldn't be epic battles like this movie. I don't want to go softer in the middle of it. It was amazing. I can't stop talking about it. It was so good.
We need to, like, take away all the guns from all the fucking militaries and go back to swords.
What we need to realize is that there are...
I would sign up tomorrow.
The creativity of what is on this planet is being squelched by war and hate. If we could just get to the point to where all of us can go and watch movies like this, there would be no war, because we'd be able to see all the violence in 3D, in our faces, on the screen. We'd see so much fake blood and shit that would desensitize us that we wouldn't want to fight in real life. We just want to go see more movies like that would get us all out of our system.
You know
what I'm saying?
I want to go fight with a sword right now.
Yeah, I do want to do some LARPing.
I do want to.
I've never done that before.
I do want to spear somebody in the chest.
Last week I said Windward Sword. It should have been Skyward Sword.
Oh,
but
Zelda?
I was so interested in, like, mixing the genres that I just fucked up.
Fuck it.
amazing. Amazing. Should we go into trailers?
We've seen them all.
Contraband again.
Yeah, Contraband, we talked about that.
We saw the extended trailer for Contraband tonight. If I thought it looked
pretty much
before,
saw the entire movie. I mean,
fucking, yeah. I really hope. I think we maybe saw spoilers, but I think this movie's gonna be so good.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good movie.
That it doesn't matter what we.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg doing what he does best, fucking kick ass. So it's gonna be a good movie.
Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, dude, that's phenomenal.
The other hottie in that movie.
Fuck her, dude.
Right now.
Yeah.
No, she's amazing.
So it's got Kate Beckinsale.
They both of them are hot.
Irrelevant.
No, she's not. They're amazing. Another trailer we saw. Oh, we did see a new one. The Act of Valor.
The Navy SEALs movie.
Yes.
Based on true events.
Based on true training. At the beginning of the trailer, it even says this story did not happen, but all the tactics in it are based on, like, Navy SEAL shit. Like, the story that they tell in the movie, not real. All the stuff they do in the movie actually happens every single day.
Right.
This is what real soldiers go through. This movie's going to be fucking amazing.
It's going to be a good movie.
I think it's called An Act of Valor.
It'll be a little bit too real for most people, but...
Yeah, I really... Which is, I think, verbatim what I said during the trailer, but you can take that. It's cool.
I can?
There is something to be said about... people might say that this movie's too real, like, oh, you know, it's very strong to... No, but this is what happens. There are people in real life that say, this isn't a movie, this is real life, and I hate it when they say that in movies, but people say that in real life. This isn't a movie, this is real life. This is one of those movies where that would be said as if it were a documentary. There's a character in this movie that's going to say that, and for the first time ever, I'll probably believe it. Because the way it's shot, the trailer was amazing.
It was.
Like, even if you're not a fan of the government,
well put together.
If you're not a fan of the military, it doesn't matter. People actually do this in real life, and people go through this shit. Amazing trailer. I think it's called An Act of Valor. I might be completely wrong about that.
Something with Valor in the title. I'm sure if you Google it, it'll come like right up. So.
No real huge actors that I saw. Bunch of no names.
So we need it. I mean, just like
Apollo 18. We watched it.
Apollo 18.
Great actors.
You had the Hurt Locker, which got movie of the year.
But there was still the guy that plays Hawkeye in the Avengers movie was in that movie. So
yeah, but I mean, overall,
he's not a no-name.
Overall, it wasn't really any huge
A-list
actor.
Not really, the black dude in that movie was also from 8 Mile.
What about the main character?
But he was the main character, the black guy in that movie.
In the Hurt Locker?
Yes. He was the main character.
No.
Yeah, he was in it for 75% of the movie.
It wasn't.
And he didn't die at the end, so main character.
A black guy that didn't die in a movie.
Yeah, because all black guys die in movies.
That's fiction.
So anyone that survives in a movie about real things that's black, they're probably the main character. if you're not Will Smith. Because he always survives in this movie.
Because he's awesome.
And he's gay. I want to see it. By the way, where has he been? Like, the next Will Smith.
He's being rich, fucking his wife.
Yeah.
I see what he's doing. I can't blame the guy.
More trailers? Or, oh, God. This fucking movie with Seth.
Why the fuck
no,
did they play
Jonah,
that?
Jonah.
No. Ask the question. Why the fuck do they play it?
The bad
before Immortals.
The babysitter movie trailer.
Has nothing to fucking do with genre.
Movie, I saw Method Man in the trailer for the first time, and I've seen this trailer 5 times. I'm a hip hop fan. Any movie that has Method Man in it, I should be excited for, and I'm sad that he's in the trailer. And for the first time ever, I've seen the trailer 5 times. For the first time ever, I've seen him in the trailer, and I'm like, really, Method Man? Really?
You know what's funny, though? I don't even know when the fuck it comes out.
Jonah Hill.
I don't even know when the fuck it comes out.
No, it's not Jonah Hill.
When does it come out?
It's December 23rd or something like that.
I have not cared enough to even remember when the fuck
it comes
out.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. What's his name, though? It's Seth something, right? Or Jonah Hill.
It's Jonah Hill.
He has been showing up in Modern Warfare 3.
Excuse me?
Yeah. He's in the new ads for Modern Warfare 3 for Call of Duty.
But he's
super thin. In this movie, he's fat as fuck. I'm tired of seeing him fat as hell everywhere. Which
this
is weird. Which I don't know. It's a little strange. I don't understand how he's fat and thin at the same time.
I don't know. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Indeed it is. Music, video games, what do you want to talk about?
Music, let's see, music. I really have no new music to even talk about.
I continue listening to Fly Union. AWOL Nation is growing on me. I did not think I was going to like them that much, but I kept the channel open. Pretty good shit, man. I thought AWOL was going to be... They have a wide range. Like, they go from acoustic to dubstep to techno. Like, it's amazing.
Some transfer in there, too?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. They have a little bit of everything. And by they, it might be just two dudes, I think. I never hear anybody...
Yeah, I think it's all synthesized...
Yeah, I think so, too.
Instruments, so...
But except for the acoustic stuff. Like,
yeah, well, yeah.
The dude that
obviously,
sings,
but
yeah.
I mean...
What else? Like, what other music? Nothing, really? I have been...
I play the same shit, man. I keep it true.
I keep listening to Greaves. Greaves is pretty good.
And Squeaks and Geeks or something like that?
No, that was Donald Glover. That's Childish Gambino. The Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah. Which was before your time. I'm not going to condemn you for messing the title up, but there was a show back in the day. As a matter of fact, it's available on Hulu for free. The entire... I believe it's 8 seasons of Freaks and Geeks, completely free on Hulu. I'm not sure if you need a... it might not be completely free, because with a subscription, it's like $8 a month, but you can still see a couple episodes at a time, I think. Freaks and Geeks was this...
They just, like, rotate them, like, seasonal-wise?
Well, no, if you have Hulu Plus, they open up the entire catalog to you. So you have access to everything.
And you have no way of knowing what's free and like what's not.
Well, you do, because when you go and sign up, it'll have a Hulu Plus logo next to what is available and what's not.
Okay.
Which ties into the American Horror Story blog. You can watch the first 5 episodes of American Horror Story for free without having a Hulu Plus account. So
nice. When
you go there, there's a link to the blog. There's a link to the Hulu 5 episodes. The American Horror Story shit is free. There's a link to that on the new written blog that we just did for American Horror Story. AWeekLate.com. Go check it out. what was I saying? The music for... Wait, where did you talk about music?
I think we moved on from music. Or is it AWOL Nation?
AWOL Nation.
Freaks and Squeaks?
Oh, Freaks and Geeks is what I was talking about.
Oh.
You can go, Donald Glover, okay, so just to be clear, Freaks and Geeks, probably one of the first places you can catch James Franco. He was in that show.
Mm-hmm.
Super young James Franco. A bunch of other actors that are now huge. The TV show did not do well. This was in a time where people, you know, watched TV because that was the only thing they could do.
Right.
But the back then, the networks used to know how to give shows a chance. And by the time, fast forward 15 years later, the DVD comes out and it explodes. Like, there's this huge Freaks and Geeks thing that's going on. And then Donald Glover, who's in Community, that sort of doubles a Freaks and Geeks culture, comes out with that song, and it's, I think it's amazing. But again, we covered, oh, you, sir, last week I was talking about my Android.
Oh, yeah.
My technology. What has developed with yours?
I have actually received two updates. I got the overall OS update for the Android software.
Did they
platform.
Label it as Gingerbread or no?
No.
Was it just a new version of the OS?
Just new version.
That's what they did to me. But apparently the code name for what we just got?
Yeah.
Gingerbread.
The newest version of, we'll call it Gingerbread, but
I don't know if that's different
the following
for
day, the following day I got another update.
Oh, that's right.
Which was apparently patching the big update.
Right.
And that took
which
about
I
10
did,
minutes.
Which I did not get. I got
that took about
10
minutes to get on my phone.
Right.
Now, what that did was it updated my chat, or it updated my text program, changed out all the little pictures, all the little images.
And?
And,
The text, the images, the layout,
yeah,
I think you said?
The layout of everything. It's faster. It seems like I get 4G speeds now instead of 3G for some reason, and I can't really understand why. Now, it didn't change out any hardware.
We were talking about,
so.
We were talking about, last week I had mentioned that I thought Verizon was capping.
Right, and you said they might have been calling out, and Sprint called them out on that.
Sprint
and they might
called them out on it, and I think with this last...
They got Pinhole and they're...
Doing it.
Yeah.
They released, I think they stopped throttling, they stopped governing. What people have to realize is that the American public is subject to these telecoms that own the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
Overseas, they may be third world countries, but at least they own their own airwaves. Not everywhere, granted, you know, China.
They text the hell out of our airwaves here, man.
But it's governed here to a point where if you visit the Fen page, the Fen Twitter account, which is at Fen Promos, two or three times a month, you'll see Save the Internet posts or Occupy Wall Street or stuff that is relevant to our multiple generations, not just
right.
mine, but yours and people below us and all that. It's like...
We affect what happens in the future, too.
There needs to be more revolution. They said that the revolution wasn't going to be televised. It obviously is. It's not on TV, but it is on the Internet if you go in the right place.
Which is basically the
which brings
replacement
me,
for television.
While we pretty much covered everything in a very smooth fashion.
We did.
Good show, sir.
We did.
Before we go, kind of winding down, blending into all this, like how you can affect your future, since the Occupy Wall Street movement has started, I wanted to be an advocate of it. I told a friend who has been recorded on the podcast, whose episode hasn't been published yet, so you guys don't really know him. We are on Google Plus, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
A Week Late is on Google Plus. Fen Entertainment is on Google Plus. Me personally, Darren, a.k.a. Analysis49, is on Google Plus. I know Jason is, but doesn't use it that much.
No, mine's more personal anyways.
Yeah,
but
we use it all for different things, but I'm obviously hoarding myself out. The thing is that...
You're kind of a slut.
Yeah, online I'm a complete whore. There are people lining up for more Twilight people. I can't believe this is happening in this small town.
They're all clearly 12, and
there's a lot of glitter and tall trees around. So there may be some fucking Twilight personnel available. The emerging couple, I believe it's Edward and Bella, have subsequently emerged from the the love shack that they've been, the mobile recording studio they've been making out in for the past hour and a half. They've been literally in the fucking in the fucking Jeep the whole time we've been here talking about this.
Doing the fucking show and shit.
So anyway, that completely distracted me. The Google Plus, I think I was talking about.
Yeah.
Where was it going before that? Anyway, I think I'm completely lost.
Yeah. Let's see, we're pushing an hour.
Are we?
Yeah.
All right. That being said, by the way, I guess I was just going to plug, you know, all the different things that we're expanding. We're I know we keep saying this. Oh, Occupy Wall Street. While I'm in New York, this is where I was going with that. There will be a blog set up for the pictures that I take while I'm in New York. Occupy Wall Street, Ground Zero, Statue of Liberty. I'm going to make up for the weekend I was supposed to be covering the Anonymous attack on November 5th.
Yeah.
They actually did come out with something. It was basically an announcement in a creepy video voice, like CG. You have to watch it. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think that's
Anonymous.
Before it gets pulled.
Pretty much, it's not really pulled.
I forget the like they're hackers. You can't pull hackers.
Yeah, they'll keep the flow of information going. But it's available pretty much anywhere you Google Anonymous, or it's hashtag A-N-O-N, hashtag Anon.
Anonymous.
So there will be fan entertainment coverage of Occupy Wall Street done personally by me, Darren, a.k.a. at Analysis49 on Twitter. You can hit us up at FenPromos on Twitter, at Jason Cryptic. I have unlocked your Twitter, by the way.
Fuck yes, you have.
I don't think, maybe I did tell you that today.
You didn't tell me about it. I was trying to roll with it, but yeah, we can do that.
No, but what happened was, since we have to manage a bunch of different social networks, and your password got lost.
In the ether wave?
Yeah, there's Google Plus, hit me up. I don't know if I want to give that out completely.
There's always next time.
Yeah, there's always next time. It's Plus Fen Entertainment or Plus Fen Promos. There's Plus A Week Late. We are aweeklate.com, fenentertainment.com. Our Gmail is fans.aweeklate@gmail.com. This has been episode 13. Great episode.
Fantastic episode.
For Immortals.
Even better movie.
There will be a part two. We have agreed right here, right now, while we're recording this, that there will be a reprise to Immortals, this time in 3D.
Reprise.
We'll probably go another hour on
that. You fucking enunciated the shit out of that word.
Thank you.
Reprise.
Reprise.
Not reprise. Just add three E's in there and call it a day.
Good times, man. Anything you want to plug? I mean...
Nah, man. You know, I want to keep the focus on the movie.
Yeah.
Go see the movie. I'm not going to plug anything else.
It. Amazing.
Go see the movie.
Special thanks to my ghostwriter. You know who you are while you're listening
indeed,
to this.
Thank you so much for that.
Go check out... I will give up the fact that she is a female. She's ghostwriting for our written blogs. They're just simply called A Week Late Blog, and then colon, in quotes, whatever we're reviewing, deal with it. That's what I said. So it is the first installment of the written A Week Late Blog.
Is keep up with that.
A Week Late.
It should be good.
A Week Late Blog, American Horror Story Review. Go check it out. Links to the free Hulu. We are on Hulu as well. Fen Entertainment on Hulu. We're everywhere, man. We're on Blogspot. We will be posting the picture of the creepazoids that are waiting outside for the midnight premiere of whatever the fuck Twilight Saga Part 1 is.
We might even go stand in the front of the line and trip them as they walk in.
Yeah, maybe. Thank you guys for listening. I'm Darren, a.k.a. at Analysis49. Again, I keep going.
I'm Jason Cryptic, once again.
And thank you for listening.
Indeed.
Numbers are doing great, by the way. Keep supporting us. will be on iTunes hopefully before
this money.
The new year.
Like a lot.
We do have a PayPal account. We will be having a donate button soon. It's been on the site
before. Do we have 12 buttons?
Yeah, they'll be all over the place.
Sweet. They're on every page.
All right, man. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Take care. Go watch Immortals. It's the shit. And then watch it again in 3D.
It's not shit. It is the shit.
It is the shit.
For the older listeners.
There was a guy that walked in that smelled like shit.
Wow, he smelled like a fucking BO from spray with fucking cologne and goat semen, apparently.
So, which is in the movie. And, that's
Ooh,
it.
Shit.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Take care.
I thank you.
Bye. Great.
She was angelical and